Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, I love this song so much. A beautiful one, Dr. Tumi, the Great Shepherd. Indeed, God is the Great Shepherd. And this afternoon in the studio, with a very beautiful lady. You are beautiful. Did I tell you that?
Ooh, thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
You're wearing a nice yellow dress, you know, and you are also yellow, you know, like you are proper.
Thank you so much.
So good to have you here. As is Nomsa Masuka Zulu. I did mention that she's a speech therapist and audiologist. What's an audiologist?
It's a person who tests for hearing.
Oh, like, yeah. Okay.
And we also feed hearing aids.
Okay, girl. Yeah. I get you. Okay. And she's the founder of a support group called Mothers of Children with Autism. And April is Autism Awareness Month. And you know, we need to learn about these things. You know, off air, we were talking, me and her, that all of us need to learn. I mean, it doesn't mean that when I'm on radio, I know everything. Mm. I also need to learn about many things. And I believe autism is one of the things, because I'm surrounded by women with children with autism. I have friends, you know, family members who have autistic children. And we need to learn, you know, I believe. And also as a listener this afternoon, if you have a child with special needs, or because we're speaking on autism, and you need to ask Usis Nomsa any question, you are welcome to send us a WhatsApp message, 0826572729. If you have a comment or a question, or drop us a voice note or call in, whatever you want to do as we talk, you're welcome to send your comments, send your questions. 0826572729. Sis Nomsa, let's get into it. Ne? What is autism? Let's start there, because I know a lot of people confuse autism with someone having Down syndrome. I don't think many of us understand what is autism. If you were to explain it, maybe in a simpler term, I don't know, for listeners, what is autism?
Autism, okay, in medical terms, we'll obviously say neurodevelopmental. So
okay,
in a layman's term, it's a condition that affects a person's ability to communicate,
okay,
which means talking.
So speech. Autism affects more of the speech than anything?
No. Okay. It's not just the speech only, okay. It's communication,
mm-hmm,
and behavior,
okay,
which means the child might behave in a certain way that is not the same as other kids. And three, it also affects sensory, you know, development of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sensory, we're talking about all the senses.
Like if there's a fire there, they might not understand that it will burn them. Is that what you mean?
Or it's how they sense, like basically if there's loud, too much, let's make use of, okay, loud sound.
Okay.
It might be too hyper, like they're hypersensitive. They hear it a lot more louder than you would hear it.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then if you, like where we are sitting, there's a fluorescent light. We may not be able to see what's happening there. They probably could sense it a lot more, like what's actually even going on inside the actual bulb,
okay,
of the lights.
All
you know.
Right.
So that means they more, their brain perceives things and process things a lot more differently from how me and you or okay, other people perceive them.
Sure. So how can a person or a parent tell when a child shows signs of autism? Let's speak about a newborn baby. As months goes on, what are the signs I can look for? Or if I suspect that my child has autism, I hope you understand my question. What, yes, are the signs?
Okay, I think we can give it up to around 9 months, but
okay,
other people can actually see it a lot earlier than that.
Okay.
But a child with autism might not be a lot more responsive to people's faces, you know, the facial expression when you try to play with the child. They may not even smile back at you. They may not even look at you, like the eye contact might not be there. They may struggle to bubble, make sounds like, you know, like a baby who's supposed to copy your sound. They may not be able to copy,
okay,
the sound. They may not even respond to you calling them, you know, to make to pay attention to any sound maybe around the house.
Okay.
Or like I said, they may be quite irritable. Like maybe you find that the child is always crying, but you just don't seem to understand. You know, you remember when we used to have kids, but like you'd go to crowded places.
Okay.
But
yeah.
They over overly sensitive to the environmental sound. Like they've got like a sensory overload.
Okay.
So where you find out the child cries a lot when you go somewhere with them, and you're not easy to console them. You know?
Like when you go to malls or parties.
Yeah,
or
they can't handle all these other external sounds.
But just for interest's sake, Nomsa, can autism be detected, or should I say, can they test it through your blood or something? They withdraw a baby's blood and check if they are autistic or not?
Because it's a developmental condition.
Or it's not something that you can see on the blood?
Not really. There are certain conditions that you could probably do test. Maybe when there's a neurodevelopmental condition that maybe the child doesn't develop well in terms of their milestones.
Okay.
But because there's other, you know, other core morbidities or other coexisting conditions.
Okay.
But in itself, it's not more the blood thing. Mm. It's more of actually observing the child development and seeing from there that there's something maybe wrong. But like I said, coexist with other conditions as well.
Family, if you have any questions as Nomsa and I are talking, you're welcome to send us a voice note on our WhatsApp line, or send us your question or comment. You have a child who has autism, share with us your experience as well. You're welcome to do so. 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note, send us a message or call us live, 012-334-1322. So, Nomsa, who is qualified to diagnose autism? Who is qualified to do so?
It's usually your neurodevelopmental pediatrician, not just any pediatrician.
So if I suspect my child could be autistic, I need to see a
neurodevelopmental pediatrician.
Not any pediatrician.
Yes.
They might miss it.
Yes.
Sure.
You also need to see a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Yes, because the psychiatrist would be a lot more trained to be able to see that to diagnose basically. They say clinical psychologist, but it also depends what other courses they've done. Maybe if they've also have done a course that, you know, there's an ADOS course which actually helps you to diagnose autism. But those are the people that would be a lot more suitable.
Okay. All right, I understand you. How does autism affect members of the family, or if you're a child, you know, siblings? Because, you know, let me start here. Share on your own journey with autism, you know, because you have a child who's autistic, right?
Yes.
So share on your own journey, you know, how did you find out about your child being autistic?
Okay, initially, my son was about the ages of, like, around, you know, the 18 months, you know, period where they actually, that's when the speech development happens, where they are able to put together words into a sentence, basically. So I started noticing that my son wasn't responding. Whereas with my child, he was developing normal. And that's the other thing that I didn't say to you, that you can get a regression one, where the child had developed the milestones correctly, where they acquired speech, but at a certain point, which is around the, you know, the 18 months to 3 year period, you start to notice a decline in the previously acquired skills. Okay, with my son, what he started doing is that when I used to call him, he could not respond.
Sure.
And then he started playing with his fingers. He started not looking at me, no eye contact. He started waking up in the middle of the night. His sleep became disrupted.
Sure.
He also didn't want me to hug him. So he had that thing of refusing my hug.
Sure.
He would have meltdowns. Meltdowns would be him like throwing himself on the floor. Sometimes when I went with him to the malls, he would start actually closing off his ears. And he could not handle the crowd. He also started doing things like picking up, you know, a twig, like, and walk around the house with it the whole time.
But when it happened, did you know about autism or you didn't?
Luckily, I knew about
autism. So you suspected it might be?
I started suspecting that my son could be autistic because he was clearly presenting with a son. And another thing that was also very profound that I saw was him starting to refuse to eat certain food and only wanting to eat one thing.
Oh, so are they picky on food as well?
Yes. There's also that pickiness when it comes to food, eating food of a certain texture or consistency, like maybe wanting to eat semi-solid diet like yogurt and mashed potatoes. And then when you start to ask them to eat like meat, they don't want to chew on the meat. So and because also it's a sensory thing, the taste of meat could be such that they don't like it, or they don't like the whole feeling of touching certain things. Like sometimes they may not like fruits because of how they feel, you know. And also they've got a sensory thing with regards to wearing certain clothes. So you might find this child who just wants to walk
with one t-shirt.
not even one t-shirt, naked, like puna.
Is it?
What's it
like? Interesting. But tell me, when you found out that your child was autistic, how was it that like for you?
No, it was quite depressing, I must tell you.
Was it it's your first child, right?
It's at my first child.
Yeah.
And with me having the knowledge of autism, what it is, but again, not knowing somebody who's got an autistic child.
So you felt like it was only you.
It was like, okay, who do I go to? And I didn't know people at that time who could actually be of help, like assist me and take me through the journey and help me to navigate through this. And remember, at the time, even the treatment options that were available, because it was still, you know, even the schools were not well suited in terms of their training to be able to accommodate learners with autism. And the teachers themselves wouldn't know what they were doing, you know. And your child would come home looking like he was being smacked, because with every time you try to speak to your child, then the child covers their face, because you could see, even at the school at the time, maybe the teachers
were not patient,
with him, or they he used to be clapped and all that. And then he comes home, and you know, it's because I'm not even blaming them, because they did not know how.
No, I understand what
autism
is.
And that's why, and again, with parents, they will keep on clapping the child. And you know, the whole thing of labeling a child that you are naughty and all that. But this brings us to being sensitive to say what it is that am I dealing with, because the child doesn't choose to just become naughty for nothing. There must be something that is triggering this type of behavior. And it's nice that we now have created these kinds of platforms. So we make families aware that when the child start to behave in a manner that is not usual, like with other kids. And also another thing I didn't talk about is hyperactivity. You know, where you find the child is constantly restless, up and down and up and down, breaking stuff maybe, and being a bit destructive in the home environment, and also mouthing stuff. I mean, a child who's about 3 or 4 years, they shouldn't mouth. Like, mouthing stuff is when a child puts stuff
in the mouth.
Yeah. And it's something that should go away, you know. But for them, it's because they are seeking that sensory stimulation. So actually chewing on something, or sometimes they even chew on the clothes. So their whole sensory development and the way their brain perceives certain things is completely different.
Mpoza, I see someone has sent us a voice note. Let's listen to what the listener has to say.
Good afternoon, Mpoza, this is Nomsa. Thank you for such a beautiful program. I've got a niece, he's 6 years old, but he's got autism, and his condition is of such that we really at times don't understand him. Everything that his Nomsa was mentioning earlier, the sounds, the lightning, the when we take him to the mall or to parties, he's really behaving, I wouldn't say out of line, he's just behaving very, very, very bad around a lot of people. So my concern this afternoon is his development is very, very slow. And like doctor explained to us, he's got a capacity of a 2-year-old child, and he's already 6 years. And my biggest concern is, how do we potty train him? Because he's still using diapers at this age. And it's a little bit concerning, because we also would like to put him in a school, but wherever we turn to, all the creches and schools turn us away because he's not potty trained.
Sure. Yeah, it's a struggle for a lot of parents. So she, I believe it's a Shine, or she, he, 6 years old, is a six-year-old autistic child, but has a mental capacity of a two-year-old, and still wearing diapers. And she's also worried that he, what, her growth is
slow,
did she say? Yeah, development is slow, something like that. Yeah, sure. What can you say to her?
Okay, with regards to toilet training, it's very nice to be in a school kind of a setup, because that's where you kind of get it right, because the school knows what kind of needs and resources to use. Basically, a child with autism, it's more show me.
Sure.
How, not tell me, show me. more because so, they are visual learners.
So when you potty train an autistic child, show them what to do. Don't try and teach her.
It's not more telling. It's more, you will do things like, you need to do something like create pictures.
Yeah.
Where, but that obviously needs a bit of training. So I think this mom, we could maybe at the end, she'll take our details.
Yeah, you'll leave
and
your
I'll
details,
actually explain to her that it's
do.
More of a visual thing where, you know, like where you exchange the picture with the child.
Okay.
Show, you take them to the toilet.
Okay.
And then when you get to the toilet, also it's more visual where you've created like photographs of where of the actual toilet, of the steps involved when you go to the toilet.
Okay.
And you know, like that you're going to take out, but then you have to do it consistently, like
it's do it one day you know, do it all the time so that the child and eventually does it on their own.
Yes, and they call it picture exchange communication symbols that you're going to be using, but it's more for the trained carers.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right.
We'll talk at the end maybe with the mom and see how I can best assist.
But then, as I've asked earlier, how does it affect other family members and the child's siblings at home, you know, having to deal with a child with autism?
Okay, I will personally talk from
your personal experience.
We found that, you know, with my son being the eldest son, you can imagine that other two
children are younger.
And to see your eldest brother being treated like a child, and you being the youngest being treated in a manner that
like
you are expected to be older and understanding.
Sure.
And we found it that when it came to iPads, because they were sharing iPads, if my eldest son's iPad would go off, then he would grab my daughter's one, and then my daughter would not want to give it to him, and we would always say, give it to him. If she doesn't give it to him, you know what are the consequences? He's going to beat her.
Sure.
And think of a 17-year-old beating up.
Sure. So when he does the beating, he doesn't see anything wrong.
No, he doesn't see anything wrong.
Sure.
So
she just wants the iPad.
My poor girl got scratches.
She had to grow quickly.
She's got scars to show for it.
Sure.
And that obviously means it's a psychological, your child's emotional and psychological well-being is affected.
Mm.
With my middle son, you've got a brother, you know, and he behaves in a certain manner. And it's not easy for you to explain to your friends that you've got a brother like this. So I found that my middle son has also tended to be more of a loner, because he cannot play with him. He doesn't understand that they have to play, because also social interaction, which we never spoke about, is also affected, where children with autism are more of loners. They don't want to play with other kids.
Yes,
so
sure.
My son found it a bit challenging that he couldn't play with his brother.
And how old is your middle son?
My middle son is 12. It's 12 this year.
But does he understand?
He understands.
Yeah. But even though it might be a bit
And he also started developing some bit of anxiety himself.
Sure.
So we don't know if it's got to do with the fact that he's got a brother who's on the spectrum as well. So it does affect the family. If you go on holiday, for instance, we once went on holiday with him, And he was excited in the pool, like where we were. Yeah. I won't mention the place. And the security guards told us that, you know what, your child is not behaved. And I tried to explain, and they told me, why would you bring a child who's not mentally okay to this facility?
So they don't, you see, like you know? Saying, people don't understand.
And you thought he also deserves the right to come, but then it spoiled the fun.
Sure.
And the other time we went to Durban on holiday, and guess what happened? He took his iPad, threw it from fifth floor, the hotel where we were, right onto the, you know, to the floor.
Ground floor.
The ground floor.
Yeah,
like basically, but it was outside the balcony.
Why
so
did he,
on the street.
He just threw it.
He just threw it.
Yeah.
And then my husband asked him, where's your iPad? He was trying to show us where the iPad is. Now he's actually wanting to climb onto the balcony and
go fetch it himself.
Before we knew it, he also got lost. He literally almost got lost at that place. And so you can imagine
the struggle. Just the,
and luckily I told the security guards around the
Please
the hotel,
be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout for this child. They saw him.
Yeah.
Then they at some point they saw him alone. Like, and the, you know, my kids had gone for breakfast. They didn't take him with. So they brought, the security guards brought him. And I thought to myself, it's a catch 22. You want to enjoy with him, but it just literally
it
affects everything. But we love him regardless.
Yeah. Sure, but it sounds like your son is having fun, man. I love him. Let's hold it right there. We're going to go to the 5 o'clock news. But family, please, if you have any questions, any comment, you're raising a child with autism, you're welcome to send your comments, send your voice note 0826572729. When we come back from the 5 o'clock news, we'll be wrapping up on the issue of autism with Nomsa Masuka Zulu.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Oh man, what a beautiful song. Can I get a witness? Jordan Fellis this afternoon on Spectrum. Welcome to the second hour, 11 minutes after 5. I'm still with my beautiful guest. Her name is Nomsa Masuka Zulu. She's a speech therapist and audiologist, and she's the founder of a support group called Mothers of Children with Autism. And April is Autism Awareness Month. And what way for us to learn, family, than to have an expert in studio? And she's also a mother of a child with autism. And it has been informative. I mean, in the first hour when she was just, you know, sharing her own journey with, you know, her son. And also, you know, thank you so much to everybody who's been sending their messages, voice notes. And I just want to read this one. Someone sent a WhatsApp message to say, oh, I'm so happy I listened today. There are so many questions I have for Usista Nomsa, but please, can I have her numbers, please? So, but you leave your numbers later,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And she says, I'm so happy somebody understands what we are dealing with. Since Nomsa's child sounds exactly like our boy, I thank the Lord for making it possible for people like her who can educate us. We also used to say he is naughty as he break things like television and throw things around like you cannot believe. It's challenging, but we thank God for this opportunity. So, Sis Nomsa, you are doing a great job.
Yes,
you see, you're in ministry. Yes. Educating people about autism. Mm. Like I said earlier, that many of us don't understand what autism is and, you know, and what parents can do. Mm. And sure, so we have parents listening this afternoon who would really do with your expertise. So later on, you leave your contact details. Okay. So COVID-19 pandemic, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected families of children living with autism? How was it like for you with your child being at home, not being able to go to school?
Yeah, autism as a condition, it really likes, they like structure, they like routine.
Okay.
So anything that disrupts the routine,
sure,
that means you're disrupting the whole functioning of the child, because they know at a certain time they're supposed to go to school. Mm. In as much as they may not be able to say it, some of them, not all the kids are on the same spectrum. I mean, it's a spectrum disorder. So like with my son, he knew that he's supposed to go to school, and then suddenly he doesn't go to school. He's stuck at home.
Sure.
He's not even able to go, I mean,
anywhere, because we were in hard lockdown at some point.
And we used to take him to spa.
Sure.
And I remember at some point he was just beating up people because he's frustrated. He wants to go. And we used to have like a Saturday shopping for him to go and experience the whole shopping, like walking to the spa and being able to, you know, it's part of his, what can I say? We're trying to create some bit of independence.
Yeah.
So we do that for him. So for me, then he started to develop aggression and he started breaking things. Don't ask me. And I bought myself the nice, you know, the Le Creuset mugs. And he just went for those. He just broke those ones. I'm like, there are cheaper mugs in the house that you could.
Sure.
And I just bought myself for my birthday. Mm. He broke.
So when he does things like breaking, it's his way of saying I'm frustrated.
It's
the way he communicates frustration.
He even started breaking his iPad, which he was no longer doing, because then, you know, he was just breaking.
So like, talking about the iPad, so he can operate an iPad.
Yes.
Meaning he can write on it or just view pictures and listen to things.
He loves iTunes. We call him DJ because he goes around.
So
and
he
plays,
listens to the music.
He listens to the music.
Wow.
He goes, and you
That's
will
beautiful.
Be so amazed on his birthday. He went, I told him, tomorrow is going to be your birthday. For some reason, he tuned in the morning and was playing a song that says, it's my birthday, I'm gonna have ice cream. So, you know, and as much as you think that, you know, his understanding is not so, there's a bit of intelligence that's there. You know, sometimes you would put the code to lock the iPad. He knows the code. To unlock it. And certain games, he would play a certain game and get something like close to 900,000 in terms of scores.
Sure.
That your typical child would not be able to do.
You know, Nomsa, I think this is encouragement, an encouragement for mothers listening this afternoon. If you have a child with autism, buy them these things. I think sometimes parents don't invest in things like getting them an iPad or a tablet or a laptop because they think, what can they do? Mm. But I think it's good to stimulate their mind as well, to keep them busy.
Yes, and
you know?
And they also learn certain things.
Yeah.
Like even, because he loves even cooking, so he sees certain recipes from just viewing the things.
And when we are talking about the pandemic also affecting kids with autism, wearing a mask, does he agree on wearing a mask?
No, he doesn't. But now, because at school, it's expected.
Yeah.
So what's nice with them, once you teach them the routine, then they
so adjust. He keeps his mask on.
Now, at school, he does. He keeps it on. And
beautiful.
Another thing, apart from me, but just other people, like we need to take into account people in the township. There were lots of kids that got lost last year. And because, I mean, they are home most of the time. They also want to go out. Mm. And we have one of the kids that we unfortunately lost as a result of him being hit by a car.
Because he went wandering in the street.
And not that the parents were not attending to him. But remember, the mom might have gone to work and the father is left by himself to also. And remember, we were not also getting helpers to assist us. So I think it was also a bit difficult for the family. So we buried him last year. So it was really,
sorry about that.
And another mom who had three kids who were on the spectrum, he also needed assistance, and she's an essential worker. She could not take time off work because she needed to take care of the three kids who would have potentially been at school.
Mm.
So, yeah, we also needed we stepped in for her and we managed to get a home that could take care of the son. And he used to climb the roof, like literally be found on top of the roof. Mm.
How can parents restructure their home environment to accommodate a child with autism?
Yeah, restructuring your home environment starts from even the food.
Okay.
From what you give the child, your food in terms of what the child eats, check what your child eats. If your child has eaten this, what types of behaviors does it trigger?
Okay.
You know, the sugar, you know, try and get as healthy meals as possible.
Okay.
I know there's gluten-free diets that's out there, but I'm a person who believes that we're not all there financially.
Mm.
And as I'm speaking on radio, I take into account that there's a mom who's not financially viable in terms of affording.
And a lot of people have lost jobs during the pandemic as well.
And you know, they are,
so get yourself vegetables.
Vegetables.
Your cabbage.
Yes, and cabbage.
Your potatoes.
Your fruits.
Mm,
cut
fruits.
Them. Try and work with what you can
have,
within your means.
Mm.
I'm not going to go into that more complex stuff.
Mm.
You know, there's that thing about gut and brain thing. Okay, secondly, another thing, they like structure. With my son, we always keep things exactly where they need to be.
Sure.
You know, not
so
today,
if he needs to find something he must not struggle.
Struggle to find it. And also things that don't break easily.
Mm.
And your furniture, that is also be careful of the type of furniture that you have, because certain colors maybe overstimulating for certain kids. You know, it's quite a lot of things.
You know, as you're talking, I have a friend, Lerato, who has a son with autism. And the other time, she was sharing a story with me that his son, he was about 5 or 4, actually banned their bedroom. And I could not understand. Lerato says she, for some reason, he managed to get hold of the matches. And And I think the match caught the bedding, because only the bedroom, when they realized that there was fire, it was in the bedroom.
Yeah. And never leave them unattended.
Yeah.
Make sure there's always someone to look after, which sometimes is highly impossible, but also keep anything that's quite dangerous, you know,
away from them.
Yeah.
Sure. What support is available for families out there? I know you have a support group for mothers of children with autism. How can people, what support do you offer?
We have a WhatsApp group that has been very helpful.
Okay.
This is where we share information that, you know, would assist. We are about like 170, I think, by now in the group, or even more than that.
Mm, praise God.
And we share like experiences of what, you know, there's nobody who knows better than anybody. Like we are all, I believe that as a mother, I can always learn something from somebody. It's got nothing to do with me being the expert. There are things I've learned from the mom. So what's nice is that, remember, my son is 17. There are things that I still need to learn from a mom who's got a 20-something-year-old.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes I also pick up the phone and ask somebody who's been through the journey and ask them, when you hit puberty, you know.
Mm.
So the beauty with being in a WhatsApp group, it helps you to understand the stages of development, to get the support, and to understand you're not the only one going through that.
Yeah.
And like I said, we share information. Like the other, like just today, the mom was asking me, you know, my son likes to chew on stuff, like, you know, sometimes
clothes.
They chew on clothing.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, what can I do? Then there's a chewing necklace which occupational therapists do give out.
So you can get the child a chewing necklace.
Chewing necklace that they, instead of them chewing
on their clothes,
or and other sensory toys that they can play with.
Mm. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
So, the moment that everyone has been waiting for, how can people get hold of you?
Okay, you can get hold of me on this number, Nomsa Masoka, 082-420-420-69-58-58. You can follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mokwa4.
That is so difficult. Mokwa, how do you spell it?
M for mothers, O for off, C for children,
okay.
W for with,
okay.
And A for autism. So basically,
It's on Instagram. It's
Mokwa4.
Mokwa and the number 4.
Number 4.
Okay, Mokwa4.
And then on Facebook, we are Mothers of Children with Autism.
Okay.
The whole sentence, Mothers of
Mothers of Children with Autism.
You can also follow me personally on Nomsama Soccer on Facebook.
Okay.
Then you'll see some of the posts. But we prefer the WhatsApp group is where you get the more help.
So the number that you left, the 0824206958 is the WhatsApp group for the mothers of children with autism.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nomsa. Family, you can keep in touch with her. She left a WhatsApp number. They can ask questions, right?
Yes.
You're welcome to ask her questions, and then she will add you on the group. Am I correct?
If you want to be added,
the contact details are 0824206958. I'll repeat it, 0824206958. Follow her on Instagram, Mokwa4. Mokwa is spelled MOCWA number 4. And on Facebook, Mothers of Children with Autism, or follow Nomsa Masuka on Facebook. So right now, Nomsa, may I please ask you to lead us in prayer? Pray especially for families of children living with autism.
Okay.
Let us pray.
Father God, we invite your presence right now, the power of your Holy Spirit. May you be with the families that are raising these innocent angels. I usually say angels because, Father, you are the one that has given us these kids, Father, and you have entrusted each and every one of us to raise them. And you know when you chose us to raise us that you will give us the power to be able to take care of them. Father, we know sometimes it's not easy. We sometimes feel like giving up, but we look up to the cross because we realize that this is where we draw our strength from. Father, I pray for each and every families that are out there, because we know that this particular condition is not easy. It may tear off the family fiber in terms of their marriage. Father, we pray that the fathers don't even abandon their kids. Father, that you will hold the families together, the mothers, the fathers, and their husbands and wife, to be able to raise the kids. Father, that you, Lord, you will give them the resources that they need, because we realized even that the finances to care for these kids is not easy, Lord. They always demanding in terms of what we can provide for them. We pray, Morena, that you give us the necessary finances to take care of them, the help in terms of family members that don't give up on us, that they'll truly commit themselves, the grandmothers, the sisters, the aunts, that they'll play their part in actually realizing that it takes a village to raise kids, that we cannot do this thing alone, Father, because we also get to a point where we get tired at times. And we also pray for our friends, Father, that our friends can understand that when we go on hibernation, it's not that we don't care for our friends, but we also need to recharge and get the power and the strength we need, so that when we come out there, we are fully charged, Father. So we pray that this particular condition could also reach the government and leaders level, where the government will provide the necessary resources in terms of creating schools, Father. We know in other provinces, families don't know where to send these kids, Father. Like the other caller that has just said that there aren't ECDs. They know Prince schools for these kids. They know ECD centers for these children, Father. We pray that you create the necessary resources for education, Father God, that these kids will be educated. We also pray that they will find a cure one day, Father, to be able to cope with these kids, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus in all the situation that everybody is going through, how we pray in the holy and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, family. That was Nomsa Masuka. You keep in touch with her 0824206958 on Facebook, Mothers of Children with Autism, and you can also follow her personal page, Nomsa Masuka. Thank you so much, my sister. It was wonderful, ne? You enjoyed it?
Yes. It was lovely. Thank you.
So, will you come back again?
Most certainly.
Yeah. appointment next year, April. Same time, same place.
Anytime.
But maybe I won't be here. You never know.
Oh, I wish it would be you, because you just made me laugh. At least I didn't leave here crying.
Yeah. No. Next year, this time, yes. I might not be on this show. But I'll organize for you for whoever will be presenting it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my sister. Yeah. And may God bless what you're doing. And may God increase for you. over and over and over. Okay, family, here is Need to Breathe with the song Hard Love featuring Lauren Daigle.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.